Pritzker, we don't need to moderate to win working-class voters. The problem in the last election was messaging. By Ian Hanchett on March 1, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of ABC's The View, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., said that Democrats shouldn't change the fundamental policies of the Democratic Party to move to the right to try to address their problems with working-class voters because the problem in the last election was messaging. Co-host Ariana DeBose asked, "W working-class voters have historically been a Democratic stronghold. Until the last election, when either they voted for MAGA or they stayed home. Trump-dominated issues on, like, trade, immigration, no taxes on tips, that sort of a thing. Do you think that Democrats have lost touch with the working-class voters? And do you have any suggestions as to how they could potentially start to remedy that?" Pritzker answered, "Yeah. What I don't think is that we should change the fundamental policies of the Democratic Party to move to the right to try to address this. The problem in the last election was messaging. Honestly, we have the right position. I'll give you an example. We're for raising the minimum wage. In my state, we raised the minimum wage to $15. Now, we ought to do that nationally, and that's a Democratic position. Republican position, they're not in favor of raising it. In fact, many of them would like to do away with the minimum wage altogether. That is an issue on which you can win an election. And that's just one, right? There are several. How about Medicaid? How about health care across the board, right? In my state, we did away with prior authorizations for mental health care, for example, right? When you're in crisis, you shouldn't have to pick up the phone and call your insurance company to say, 'I have a real crisis, can I get authorized to get medical care?' That shouldn't be. And so, we did away with that. There's no prior authorization. 72 hours, you can get whatever services you need to deal with that problem." Pritzker further stated that we've got to make sure that we're broadly talking about the economic issues that are affecting people's daily lives. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.